On July 4, 1776, America's forefathers forged the Declaration of Independence, declaring America separate from British rule. Since then, America has blossomed into a country of business, industry, military power, opportunity, and diversity. But is America today our forefathers' vision? I think America today fits our forefathers' vision because of equality, education, and the American dream. Equality is a topic that America has struggled with from its founding. Slavery, the Jim Crow laws, opposition to women's suffrage, the internment of Japanese Americans, and other prejudice acts have transpired in America's past. Some of our founding fathers did not like America's racial imbalance either. For example, Thomas Jefferson, who owned over 600 slaves in his lifetime, called slavery a moral depravity and a hideous blot. But he kept quiet because slavery fueled the economy at the time and made him a wealthy man. In our country today, citizens of all races, sexes, cultures, ethnicities, and religions can vote for the politicians they want in office. Career opportunities are more available for all people in America, regardless of race or gender. While we're not a perfect country regarding equality, we have significantly improved in the last 100 years. I think some of our forefathers, especially Thomas Jefferson, who knew slavery was wrong, would be proud to see America's progress towards greater equality. Back in the time of our forefathers, education was difficult to obtain. Many people could not read or write. Benjamin Franklin once stated, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." This statement by Benjamin Franklin shows how much he advocated for education and knowledge in early America. In modern-day America, the majority of citizens can read, write, and formulate their own opinions based on information they gather. Today, no one is excluded from a basic education because of their financial or social status. In modern America, there are thousands of educational institutions with strong teachers and staff who guide the future generations of our country to be successful, smart, and responsible. The United States education system certainly isn't perfect, but compared with the times of our forefathers, is truly astounding. If our forefathers, especially Benjamin Franklin, could observe our modern educational system, I think they would be more than proud of what our country's education has become because education is so widely accessible. On a stormy winter night, December 26, 1776, General George Washington crossed the Delaware River in a desperate effort to defeat a seemingly undefeatable Hessian garrison in Trenton, New Jersey. That night, Washington made history, overcoming the impossible, defeating the Hessians and taking a foothold in the heart of British territory. Washington's victory that night boosted the morale of the Continental Army. Washington fought for a dream for all citizens to have, the American dream. The American dream embodies the idea that anyone, no matter who, can elevate themselves financially, socially, and educationally through hard work and determination. My grandpa is a perfect example of the American dream. He was raised from humble beginnings. His parents owned one car. His mom stayed at home to take care of the family, and his dad worked as a church minister. His family could not afford college, so my grandpa enlisted in the United States Army for 3 years to be able to pay for his education. Afterwards, my grandpa was honorably discharged from the Army and joined the United States Air Force. He was stationed in South Korea, and that is where he began his college education. After using his GI Bill to afford his first 4 years of college, my grandpa went to dental school. My grandpa moved back to the States to finish dental school and began his career as a dentist. He served in the United States military, started a family, became a successful dentist, and is now happily retired. The reason my grandpa became so successful is because he set out to achieve his goals. He had a vision of providing for his family, success, determination, future, and this vision is only obtainable through the American dream. I believe America transcends the limits of our forefathers' vision. America has flourished to become a country of equal opportunity for its citizens, no matter your race, personal beliefs, or economic background. American education gives Americans the ability to learn history from the past, gain qualifications for jobs, and explore their perceptions of the world through logic and information. Finally, America is a country where anyone with a vision, no matter how big or small, can work with determination to succeed in life, making their American dream come true. While America is not perfect, I think our forefathers would be happy to not only see their vision come true, but to see their vision be exceeded above and beyond all measure.